Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Sandra Trudeau, who is the Vice President, Learning and Resources at Logix Federal Credit Union, right here in our backyard in Santa Clarita. Sandra, as you know, for nearly 17 years now at New Leaf Training and Development, we focus on our core purpose of helping people and organisations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organisations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organisation, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Sandra, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Wonderful. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. Very excited to be with you and talking to you today. So a little bit about myself. I've actually spent about 20 years of my career in learning and development in the space of financial services. So always within financial services. My background, my undergraduate work was in psychology, which I'm convinced that's something I use more than anything else every day. And then went on later in life to get my master's degree in leadership and development with an HR focus. So I've always kind of lived in that space. I've actually been with Logix for 14 years, a great organization. We actually just celebrated our 85th anniversary, and some of our newer folks look at me like I've worked here all 85 years. That is not the case, although, you know, some days. But it's really great to work for an organization that really deals with people's real life. And so it's really nice to feel like you're making a difference. And I know banking seems very old fashioned, but the fact of the matter, it's still so life oriented in terms of people being able to, you know, buy their first car or their first house or save for their children's education or plan that fabulous retirement they're looking for. But, you know, it's funny because in our prior conversations, just the model you talk about strikes so close to home for me in terms of really kind of, you know, focusing on yourself, focusing on others and the business acumen piece, which, you know, I'll mention, I think is getting more and more important every day. You know, it's interesting because we actually build a lot of our leadership programs in a very similar way. So we start with sort of that self-awareness, self-exploration. And then we look at others and then we talk about the organization, which is very close to your business acumen model. It's funny because, you know, our life, our careers are just such a journey. And if we don't have the knowledge and skills to kind of drive ourselves through that journey, I don't know that we can lead others through the journey or help others, whether it's, you know, others we work with or even our children, whatever it might be. I know I don't want to be a follower who is being driven by, you know, guided by someone who doesn't know the trails, right? I don't want to be eaten by a bear. Like, I need someone who kind of knows where to navigate. And so, you know, I feel like leadership is so similar to that. And so we can't really bring people along if we haven't explored territory. It doesn't mean we know everything. It doesn't mean we've done everything. But do we have some of that background? And you know what I love about what I do in learning and development, you know, particularly the leadership part, is that the journey is also ever evolving. I mean, every day is new challenges. The business changes, the people change. I'll often talk to people, well, I've faced this situation before. Yes, but you are facing it with different humans and different people. We're all different today than we were a year ago, 5 years ago, whatever it is. So it's just, it's always, always changing. And so it doesn't matter if you've been doing it for decades, you have to be ready for the ride and kind of a little bit of an adrenaline junkie to be able to say, okay, I'm going to take this ride and face whatever comes what may. I think we have to be learning and growing absolutely every day. You know, change is ongoing. You know, I think back and when I started this journey, you know, it was facing leadership in a world where we didn't have email. And, you know, I know that most people today, that's hard to even imagine, but things have certainly changed. But a lot of that also comes down to, so how do we adapt? You know, I mean, things have always been changing. I think the last few years, wow, just the acceleration of change, completely unprecedented times. I think if we went back 3 years, and said, what's the world going to look like? None of us would have ever had an insight into what's going on today. And so it's been interesting, though, because it's brought about a lot of shifts with individuals. And I've seen a lot of people just trying to even, you know, getting back to the self. How do you even know what your wants and needs are? I think we're redetermining that. The world has asked us to kind of look at those things. And it's been interesting to watch organizations try to respond to that. It's always been tough to sort of create an environment that makes everybody happy. But at the same time, now I think there's a lot of people struggling to even know what's going to make us happy. And so it's definitely put a new spin on everything we do. You know, and some of the realities of things that have been going on. I mean, everything from, my gosh, you know, supply issues to, you know, unprecedented, you know, inflation being the worst in 40 years, rates going up, things coming. It's interesting because in my mind, it brings us back to a reality about the business part of it too, which is why I love the business acumen piece, because sometimes that gets lost in terms of, you know, what is it we ultimately need to accomplish? And so it's very easy to get caught up in the other pieces and not come back to, at the end of the day, the business is still the business. And so, you know, what I'm seeing is a lot of people that haven't experienced those times before, it's bringing new lessons and something they haven't like done. So sort of the trails they haven't explored, if you will. So it's interesting and exciting. I'm anxious to see sort of the sociological implications, you know, and what the landscape's going to look like. I don't know that we have any idea what it's going to look like in 5 years. So we can make predictions. We'll see if our crystal ball is true or not. But it's interesting. I was actually talking to a group the other day, and we were just kind of talking about the expectations of leaders and how do we, you know, prepare leaders for the future, you know, the people they're supporting. And, you know, I think it does go back to that model, Paul, where, you know, we need to make sure they're prepared themselves. And so, you know, a constant look towards self-awareness and the awareness of, you know, others, what they need. Nobody is the same. You don't know for sure. You think you know, but you don't know. and I think we're in a time, you know, people are really looking for the authentic. And can you be authentic if you don't understand yourself, if you don't take the time to think about it and explore it? I think you can't be authentic if you don't know yourself. I think it's, you know, a challenge as leaders, and I think, you know, more importantly as people, to always try and, you know, make right choices. We'll make mistakes. Hopefully we learn from them and go forward. You know, it's trying to help others as well. We have those moments where we're hoping they don't make the same mistakes, but it's a little like our children that we have to let them fall off the wall we told them not to walk on, right? They have to experience it themselves, their own journeys. You know, but in the meantime, it's funny, I always reflect on a piece of wisdom I was given. I was a very naive 22-year-old being put in a position of leading others. And my mentor at the time said, you know, every day you get to make your own choices. And you observe things, you have feelings about those observations. You get to choose every day whether you're going to replicate what you think was good and change what you think was bad. But you also have to remember that not everybody's you. And what some people think is positive and some people think is negative is very different because you're dealing with humans and perceptions. And so don't be afraid to talk to people and get their thoughts. And if you have an appreciation for others and find out things, that's where you can actually grow yourself and your relationship with others. So I think, you know, I've been recently thinking about that, and also a tidbit I picked up at a conference. There was a conversation about, you know, what the world looks like today in leadership. And the phrase that was used was be candid but kind. And to me, that was very, very meaningful. And so, you know, I think as people are looking for a world that is authentic and transparent and focused on humans, it's really easy to get caught up in that and avoid difficult conversations. But getting back to the business acumen, sometimes those conversations have to happen if we're going to really get where we need to be. And so not having difficult conversations really isn't doing anyone a favor. So I think it's really about balancing, you know, the humanness, the business, and then, you know, taking that and moving forward on the journey of whatever we need to get to at that point in time, and hopefully taking on the whole world, right?
Well, Sandy, thanks ever so much for your thoughts there on helping people better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I wouldn't normally add an additional thought here at the end, but you just stirred me to think about something my parents said to me when I was about, oh gosh, probably about 17 or 18. I didn't know what I wanted to do for college, university. And my parents said to me two things about business that stuck in my mind. The first thing they said was, get rid of the mullet. I was like, you're killing me. It's like business at the front and party at the back. They said, get rid of the mullet, sunshine. That's not going to work. And the second thing they said that's a little bit more profound, they said, you'll never be able to lead others until you can manage yourself. And I can still hear that echoing now all these years later, you know, 5,000 miles away. I just want to give a shout out to our subscribers to keep an eye on the events page. Look out for those free events that we do on a regular basis for the subscribers. And Sandy, I know you're only up the street from me, but can I give you a virtual high five?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for, you know, providing the opportunity and, you know, guidance to all of us as we move forward in our journey. So much appreciated.
Thanks, Sandra.
Okay. Bye now.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.